Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
All right. Well, good morning, Houston. Danny Milliken, I am here. I'm here right now with Anita Nelson.
And I'm here with Danny.
The wonderful, fabulous, knowledgeable Anita Nelson.
That's right. On the longest day of the year.
Shortest.
The longest night of the year.
Longest night of the year. It's like one word, but many of the words can be switched out. So yeah, it's a short day, but we're going to start it right.
We're going to start it right.
And we do that by talking about gardening. That's what this show is. Actually, Anita and I were just talking about improving horticultural knowledge. You know, actually like improving a knowledge base and how it gets a little daunting, you know, because there's a lot of bad advice out there.
There's a lot of bad advice and there are a lot of mistakes that you can make, but you learn.
Yeah, and it takes time.
It takes time, but there's all kinds of programs out there to learn more about gardening. And just going to a garden center, one of the Home Show Garden Pro
Absolutely.
Garden centers, and just ask us questions. We're there for you.
Yeah, and gardening is such a great thing because you can make mistakes. It's not like... I mean, I guess you can. When you're learning anything, you make mistakes. But gardening's a lot more forgiving.
It's a lot more forgiving. Plants are tougher than most people think they are.
Right. There are sharp implements, but there's not a lot of not sharp instruments. Implements. There's no heat involved.
No, and
unless you start in August.
Yeah, and you can get around that in different ways.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So you know, it's a great tradition. We love it, and it's a kind of forced its way into our lives via lawns. A lot of people want to, you know, people got to eat food. Mm-hmm. There's all these different ways that we are connected to agriculture, to gardening, to horticulture. And so we got a show that talks about it. And we are bringing you information that we have used, not just that we learned, but that we know because we've seen it in action.
And we have dirt under our fingernails.
Yeah, I have a lot less than I did yesterday because I actually did a scrub. So this is Home Show Garden Pros. Uh-huh. They co-op members that Anita mentioned are wonderful folks, and we are so pleased to have this incredible group of garden retail shops, very charming places, all of them destinations, all of them great places to buy Christmas gifts. And I'm just going to go down the list of who our co-op members are. Obviously, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
That's me.
That's Anita Nelson.
Nelson.
And you'll notice similarity between the first word in the name of the business and the last word in Anita's name, Nelson. And then a few of the other ones, Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons up on 249 will be in later on today. We have Warren Southern Gardens up in Kingwood, Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Gardens, kind of bookending Richmond, and Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights as part of the team. Pretty awesome team.
And they're all super fun nurseries to go to.
They really are.
We all have a different flavor.
Yeah, they really all. That's a great way to kind of phrase that. Is they really all have a different flavor, and it's like, man, it's you can't if you try to change any one of these places, and not you know nobody's perfect or whatever, but it's like funny because you can't like, there's tough to see ways to improve the co-op member locations. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting.
That's nice of you. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I've been out to Nelson's Nursery a bunch of times. And one thing about you guys is you're positioned right there in the heart of Katy.
Mm-hmm.
And you drive around Katy, and there's so many fruit trees.
I know. Everywhere you go, you see the oranges.
Yeah. I mean, it's just citrus everywhere. But, you know, I love peaches.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, yesterday I had my first flavor of a Bamyan peach, which is an Afghani peach from a kind of a northern city. And, it was so good. It was so – like all the peachy flavor with a lot less of the sweetness.
Well, spell that name.
Bamyan.
Bamyan.
Yeah, really amazing. I don't know. I don't think probably a little too chill hours to grow here because it's like a very cold city. But – I love peaches. So, you know, I drive around Katy, you know, where Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens is, and it's like all these peach trees also. It's all these citrus trees, peach trees, mm-hmm. pears, plums, apples. Like, it's got to be – it's like Katy should be like, oh, Katy, the fruit tree capital of the world, you know, because there's so many fruit trees.
Yes.
And I think it's just awesome that they have such an incredible garden center like you guys.
Thank you, Danny. And, of course, we specialize in the water gardening aspect of it. So if you are ever thinking about putting in a pond or a stream in your backyard, come on out and see us because we've done it all, we've seen it all, and we, well, I hesitate to say know it all because nobody knows
nobody
it all.
Nobody knows it all, sure. But you know a lot.
We know a lot, yes.
You surely know enough to make this work, yep. To make a water garden work very, yes. Very well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was in New Orleans a while ago, and Anita told me to go visit a water garden company there.
Yes.
And they were just like, oh, the Nelsons are so great. I love the Nelsons so much. They're so nice. They help us with information. I was like, that's so cool. So New Orleans, you think about New Orleans, and it's a very similar gardening setting.
Very similar.
And so it's like, man, a lot of stuff that they're doing great, we can learn from, and a lot of stuff we're doing great.
That city's almost a little more tropical than we are, a little bit.
You know, but it does get colder in the winter.
It does?
Yeah,
okay.
And it's slightly more humid, mm-hmm. if you can imagine.
It is more humid.
Yeah, so, but, you know, great place. But this is a gardening show. We focus on what works in Houston, Texas, and it's a live radio show, and we'd love to hear from you, 713-572-4610, as we kind of are live this Christmas season, talking gardening. Talking fun times, and we'll get back after a word from some good sponsors.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting natureswayresources.com, then select retail stores. natureswayresources.com, organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Southwest Fertilizer, quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955. Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting, putting the wow back in your yard.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Give the gift of gardening. This is Diane Bulanowski with Warren Southern Gardens in Kingwood, the livable forest. From bird baths to garden art to flowering shrubs like camellias, succulents, tropical houseplants, poinsettias, Warren's has an amazing selection of unique and personal gifts for your favorite green sun loved ones. Check out our special gift card special. You can find that on our Facebook page or on warrensoutherngardens.com. We also have ready-to-go centerpieces. Warren Southern Gardens makes holiday decorating easy with our handmade wreaths, centerpieces, mantle sprays, southern garlands, and more. Also, if you're running late, Christmas is just around the corner. If you're still looking for the perfect Christmas tree, look no further. Warren still has beautiful Christmas trees. We have anything from petite and stout to grand 12-foot Frasers and Nordman natural firs. And we're offering some special pricing this weekend on our beautiful fresh cut trees. You can always give the gift of bulbs. We have daffodils, paperwhites, tulips, and hyacinth bulbs available. And we have pre-chilled tulip bulbs also. Warren Southern Gardens is located in beautiful Kingwood at 1675 North Park Drive. And now back to Anita and Danny.
That is right, Anita and Danny. We're here.
We are here. What's that saying? Bright and early. Oh, I'm just drawing a blank.
It sounds like a great
bushy-tailed saying. Bushy-tailed and something.
Oh, yes, yes. Something to do with bunnies.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting. So 713-572-4610. We're getting to the bottom of this bunny saying that Nita's working on.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. That is it, yes. Warren Stone Gardens is a beautiful place. It's one of the, you know, really cool co-op members that go around there. They got so much stuff, so many knowledgeable people. They're just good stuff. It's Christmas, you know. It's not Christmas Day, But
yep. And Diane is the bomb. She knows so much.
She does have a lot of information, as do you. And we're going to explore that. 713-572-4610. This is a live radio show. And we are live this Saturday before the Texans game, if you don't know. The Texans play at noon today, which is a day earlier than we're normal, than we're used to. So, but, you know, this time of year, we do this time of the show, we do a video. Sorry, my gosh. I'm going to regroup here.
Yeah, this is the radio.
We do an email. We answer an email question, but it's a live radio show, and we're live today. So we are here to answer your gardening questions. I'm a horticulturalist. I love this stuff. Been doing it for a long time. Nita's got her own store where she sells plants, knows water gardening, knows
everything.
And
I'm a horticulturalist, too.
And she's also – so you have a trained crew here today.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to go. So we're a live show. I'd love to hear from you. 713-572-4610. We also have an awesome website, homeshowgardenpros.com, aptly named website. Because that's the name of the show, Home Show Garden Pros,
and
the website.
And you can listen to the show anytime on the website.
Yeah, because there's a button, a listen now button. You can click it. You can listen to it as we talk right now. Let's say you're driving. You realize that you're, oh, my gosh, I do want to listen to this gardening show. And you're going home. Just you pull your phone up, hit that listen button. You're good to go. Tell your friends and neighbors.
And that's continuous, right? And it's the I think it's this week, today, and then last week, continuous on the website. And then if you want to listen to older shows – you can go to the podcast.
Yes, we have a podcast as well, and the goal there is just to get all information kind of stored up. So,
and here's my little tip about that. To increase my knowledge, I just listen to the podcast while I'm digging around in the garden.
Yeah.
I have it going, and I just listen to it because there's always so much to learn about gardening.
Well, and I fully support that behavior.
What?
I fully support that behavior.
Yep.
It's excellent. Excellent behavior. So what we're doing right now is on the website, there's a button, Ask a Pro, and it sends in we respond to emails this way. If you get it, if you ask a pro button on there, we'll respond to your email. We actually use it as content to answer them with video questions because there is no bad answer. I promise you that the answer, the question you've got.
Oh, they're bad answers.
Oh, yeah,
there's
my bad.
No bad question.
There are no bad questions. The question you have, I promise you somebody else has that question.
Yeah.
So by asking a question, you are not just getting an answer to your problem. You're literally helping out somebody else with that exact same question.
Yes, or a problem you might have further down the line, too.
Yeah.
You already know the answer.
Okay, so you're ready to answer our email question
okay.
of the week?
Alrighty.
All right, it's from Chris. Chris says, I think I'm going to have to replace my entire lawn. What type of grass should I use? I've always used Bermuda, but I'm looking to change.
I like St. Augustine. I'm from the north with the Kentucky bluegrass, and I moved down here, and I love the coarser, lighter green texture of St. Augustine. And I also like the fact that it grows on top of the soil, and so if it creeps into your beds, you can get it out of there really, really quickly, whereas Bermuda will dive down under the soil and sneak into a flower bed. It's a lot harder to get rid of. So
that is a very underrated benefit of St. Augustine.
Yes. It's easy to control it if it gets a little out of hand. You can whip it back into shape.
Right. And I'm with you. So, Chris, we're both agreeing that St. Augustine is our preferred way to go.
Yes.
It's assertive. It can survive on very little water.
You know, there's a lot of homeowner associations that are banning St. Augustine because supposedly it uses more water, but it doesn't. As long as you've got your soil prepared properly.
Yes,
it's the same as Bermuda grass.
Yeah, and I mean, you have to get a lush Bermuda lawn. You have to water it a lot. You know what I mean? It's like it can survive and live in a space with little to no water, but for it to get a lush Bermuda lawn, it does need to be watered quite a bit. And so maybe the idea is we don't want people watering, but we want them to have living lawn. But, I mean, they want lush lawns.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you're absolutely right on the soil approach to that. I have St. Augustine.
Yes.
I love it. And
famously.
Well, and I, the whole.
Your
the
lawn
whole,
is famous.
The whole the whole approach is that you improve the soil, right? You improve the root zone of the plants, and those plants do better. So, you know, things that can happen is lush lawn. With fewer weeds, less water needs. If we want to talk about fruit trees, bigger fruit that are better tasting.
Definitely better tasting.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's some other things you can do to help your fruit be bigger also. We want to talk about kind of flowers and, you know, landscape plants, fewer diseases, more often flowers and often showier flowers.
Yes.
And in the veggie bed, more nutritious, more delicious produce. It's like everything that you want to get out of your garden, you can get if your first approach is improving the soil to have healthier roots.
Yeah, it's so true. I know that when you start gardening, you're just chomping at the bit to grow all these great flowers. You don't want to stop and work on the soil. That's just not exciting, that brown stuff. But getting that soil going, the first thing is it's just such a great payoff later down the line when you buy all the beautiful plants that you want to put into your yard.
Absolutely. It's absolutely true that it is – it is like banking. It's investing. You know,
that's a good way to put it, Dan.
You like put something down to make sure that in the future you have a long-lasting reward. So
yeah,
do that. And you know, Chris in West Houston, we're all about St. Augustine.
We are too. So, I am too.
713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Winter in Houston means spring gardening is right around the corner. Hello, friends. Bob Patterson from Southwest Fertilizer. Now's the time to prep your vegetable gardens and flower beds for spring. Start by adding soil amendments, including compost, manure, and mulches from quality suppliers like Nature's Way Resources, Landscaper's Pride, and The Ground Up. At Southwest Fertilizer, we got everything you need to be ready for spring. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, southwestfertilizer.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
That's right, Home Show Garden Pros, answering gardening questions, dishing out gardening information. We were just talking a little bit about, you know, being smart about your garden, about using soil first stuff, saving water, being more sustainable. And that is what Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting does. Is there, they are phenomenally wonderful at designing sustainable systems. Now, I say that, and your mind may go straight to irrigation. Well, yeah, you'd be right. They do design incredible sustainable systems with irrigation. In fact, their goal is to save 30%. Their systems are 30% more efficient than the average system. But also, they do sustainable designs when it comes to landscaping. And it's not just how much you water or if your watering system is good. It's like there are ways to save even more water, to use a little bit to sustain your soils even better, avoid erosion, right? Avoid compaction. All that stuff saves you time and effort. So one thing that Mike Ball Irrigation can help out with the irrigation front is healthier plants, smaller water bills, and less work. They also do beautiful landscaping. I'm talking gorgeous. And I don't know very many companies out there. In fact, I can only think of one, and that's these guys, that will do an organic herb garden and also an outdoor kitchen. Like pretty incredible to do this whole spectrum of small gardening to big gardening or big landscaping projects. It's pretty awesome, this whole kind of thing that happens. I guess now I can think of two or three other companies, but I won't say their name during Mike Ball's ad. This organization, this company is like awesome. And Mike Ball himself is really great, really great guy, cares about quality and customer service. And, you know, I don't know how many of y'all have had the issue of your landscapers not providing you very good customer service. Well, that ends the second you call Mike Ball Irrigation. 713-816-5311 or check out his website, MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. It's Anita and Danny on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Call us at 713-572-4610.
That is right. That's the number.
Mm-hmm. That's an easy number to remember because of that 4-6-10.
Yeah, it's like you're calling 4, like directed to 610, the radio station.
Yeah, AM.
Yeah, but that's not in the number.
And people are listening, so they know they're on AM.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know. I was thinking about that thing when I was driving in that we used to do in when I was young, before cell phones. And you like stopped and told someone in the car next to you, "Hey, turn this on. It's great. You know, feel free to do that this holiday morning." So, who you rooting for? Texans versus Browns? I mean, versus Bucks.
Texans.
Me too. Yeah, great, cool. Yeah,
home team.
Home team against a rival Buccaneers. You know, stealing shiploads and you know pirating. That's not cool. But the Texans are great. So, yeah, we have that coming up after this. And then next weekend, we do have Mike Sorant and Betty Hacker in. And so that's going to be fun. It's kind of like these holiday weekends, we want to be live for you to answer your gardening questions, just like we are right now.
Yeah, because you're on holiday. You might have some time to get something done in the garden.
And you might have visitors coming over.
Yes, and that brings me to winter flowers.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
All right,
you
yes.
You can spruce up your yard, and especially, you know, coming from a northern climate, and I, even though I've been here 40 years, I still get thrilled seeing flowers blooming in the wintertime here. It just excites me to no end. Because those of you out there listening, you come from up north, it's just gray and sad looking in the wintertime. But down here, we've got pansies and snapdragons and dianthus and cyclamen. And then there are other flowers that you can grow that aren't quite as common.
And I was about to say, those are like all-star. Everybody knows about them.
And they're everywhere.
Yeah.
I so enjoy driving around to Houston in the mediums.
Right.
And they've planted them up, and it's just bright, cheery spot of color in the wintertime.
And a lot of people think about those plants, as they should, because they're well-known.
Yes.
They're showy. But there's a lot of other plants
yes.
out there, and cool ones too. And there's ones that are going to last. There's ones that you can't grow anywhere else this time of year. But, you know, so I'm excited about hearing this list. This is always where I take notes when Anita talks about plants. Hopefully you will too. She's about to start, you know, this awesome list of – well, give us two to start. I may have some questions.
Well, number one on my list is Icelandic poppies. And we used to bring them in. I'm like – because customers requested them.
Sure.
Like, why would you buy anything that has the word Iceland in it for here in Houston? But I said, okay, I'm going to grow them. And I've planted them in my garden. There's a bloom every day on them.
Oh, wow.
They've made it through the last – we've had a freeze for two nights in a row. At least out where I am, it went down 28 degrees. And I even found a bee sleeping in one of the flowers the other day. I took a picture of it.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I thought it was – I thought the bee was dead, and I – but I saw the little antennas moving, and I put it inside the greenhouse. And the next day, she, because it's got to be a she was gone. But, yeah, the Icelandic poppies come in these bright yellow and this fluorescent orange that I have them where I can just look outside, and there I see it. There it is, that pop of orange. And then there's some pink ones too.
That is so cool. So I'm just writing off. So bright,
yeah, so tough. They're going to bloom all winter long, and then once – once it starts getting hot, Icelandic poppies are definitely not going to be growing here in Houston.
No, sure. But, you know, it's like so often we've got, you know, annual plants that will get singed by a freeze.
Yes.
And if we touch 22, 23, really we've got an issue. But it sounds like these are very winter hardy.
Yeah. And then the other one was English daisies, which is a real low-growing ground cover. And it makes these small, dainty, daisy-like flowers. And it also was completely unaffected by the freeze and doing beautifully, planted with the Icelandic.
I'm such a big fan of
poppies.
Those low-growing ground covers.
Mm-hmm.
To me, they're almost like – they're like sort of like magical. Like they put in my mind that, okay, they're going, they're growing, they're spreading, they're doing their thing. I got to do a lot less work.
Yes.
And so how tall are they?
4 inches at the most. They make a real rosette of deep, deep green flowers.
Mm.
And then the other thing I've experimented around.
Well, I have a question. Sorry.
Sorry.
Are they sun, shade?
They're sun, which is not an issue at this time of year because there is more sun in your garden.
Yeah, there's some sun in your garden.
So I haven't planted in areas that would be shaded in the summertime.
Right.
But they're sunny now.
Yeah, because the leaves don't – trees don't have leaves and you have the angle of the sun.
That is true.
Well, those are two awesome ones, and we're going to keep kind of going on this list of special plants. I'm not going to let you off the hook on these. I have more questions about each of them. So, because I don't – there's not enough sun-loving ground covers.
No, not really.
There's not enough of them, and so it's very exciting to have one that's a
cool – horse herb has become a real favorite of mine.
Yeah, it's a great plant. Mm-hmm. It's a really great plant, and you know, I love it.
Well, I'm using it everywhere now because it can take foot traffic as well.
Right. Right. It's like potentially if we can kind of get some people maybe propagating, we can find one that's more compact that could be the next lawn.
And I read somewhere if we produce, we're production, so we're growing plants. And instead of now having a real sterile environment with just the plants that we're growing, I'm underplanting all the benches with these ground covers that you're talking about. Because I read that there's less disease, less insect problems. And so I'm slowly but surely converting the whole nursery over to being real lush and green. But I want to stick with plants that aren't going to interfere with the the money crop.
No, absolutely.
That horse herb has been a real good one.
That is awesome. Well, 713-572-4610. That's 713-572-4610. We'd love to hear what's on your mind. This is Anita. I'm Danny, Home Show Garden Pros.
We're surrounded by Christmas traditions. Neighborhoods twinkle, colorful lights. Driveways overflow, family and friends visit. Scrooge, It's a Wonderful Life, A Christmas Story, and yes, Die Hard. Dinners of ham or turkey, and maybe even Peking duck. Rushing, wrapping, the final Christmas crunch, some assembly required. We have a tradition of our own around here, our radio Christmas card to you. Because we believe all these traditions mean more when they rest on the reason we call this Christmas.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown, I can tell you what Christmas is all about. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Zach Buchanan from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
713-572-4610. Anita Nelson.
From Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Nice. And me, Danny Milliken. From mm-hmm. I'm
from
here.
I'm the host of the Home Show Garden Pros.
Well, we are going through a list of already two, or is it three, very impressive plants.
Yes.
And there's a refresh if you're just tuning in. I'll say it again. 713-572-4610. But the first one was Icelandic poppies.
Yes.
Which sound just beautiful and can handle a brutal freeze.
And they're so dainty and delicate.
So they seem dainty and delicate, but they're
like
tougher.
Lettuce.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Lettuce looks dainty and delicate, but it can stand up to a freeze.
That's awesome. And the next one is English daisies.
English daisies.
Low-growing ground cover that loves the sun and adorable little flowers.
Yep. Another daisy-like looking one was calendula, which is also fairly low-growing and get to be about 6 to 8 inches tall. Yellow and orange flowers.
You know, this is one of those plants that I'm a huge advocate, I know you are too, of growing flowers along with your vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can always do flowers that are – you want to stay away from poisonous flowers. You don't have to do edible flowers, but calendula is an edible flower. So you can eat the flower tops.
Yeah.
It's – you know, they're kind of big, right?
I've never eaten one.
Well, the flowers themselves are pretty big.
Yes, they are.
And so popping that whole thing in your mouth, it's kind of a mouthful. But using the petals on salads kind of a cool thing to do. But, yeah, calendula, that's a great one.
Yeah, and another edible one that grows in the wintertime is nasturtium.
Nasturtium, yeah.
And I like the way the leaves taste. They have that kind of peppery taste to them.
Yeah, they're like a gingery radish.
Yeah.
You know, they're really wonderful. Yeah, those are the – they have – and then to me, those are the best flowers for a salad.
Yeah.
Because they really are so, like, bright, showy, and then have such a great salad-y flavor.
Yeah.
So, yeah, nasturtium. And
in my geeky horticultural person, the interesting thing about nasturtiums is it and lotus are among the only flowers that the petiole attaches in the middle of the leaf that makes that umbrella-like thing. That's kind of super cool looking.
It is cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is cool. It's like a air toadstool, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, really cool stuff. That's awesome.
And asters are native here. And you drive out into the countryside and you'll see them. They're not real, real showy, the native ones, but the ones that have been to finishing school and been hybridized, you know, the flowers are a little bit bigger. And I think they're great food for – because, you know, even in the wintertime, you'll still see the sulfur butterflies flying around.
Right, the yellow ones.
Yeah, and I even saw a Gulf fritillaria one day. So you're still supplying food for these native butterflies.
No, absolutely.
When you grow these plants. And chrysanthemums are just so amazing to me. Again, coming from the East Coast up north, you know, everybody buys their chrysanthemums and they die. And you plant them again in the fall. But here you buy your chrysanthemum and you buy it and put it in the ground and it comes up in the spring and blooms for you again.
Yep.
Wow, that's amazing.
And those can be very, very, very kind of showy plant too.
And you forget about them during the summertime. They're just there quietly doing their thing. And fall comes along and boom, they are blooming again.
That is a wonderful gift.
It's a cool plant.
Re-gives a gift.
Twice a year it gives you a super surprise of flowers.
And so it's one of those things where it's like, you know, when we think of chrysanthemums in Texas, we think of mums. We think of homecoming games and stuff like that.
Yeah.
These are going to be a little bit smaller flowers, but, man, they really are impressive.
Yes.
And then you're right. I mean, much of the year they just make a little dome-shaped shrub.
Yeah.
And you can kind of just forget about it. Imagine having that instead of boxwoods.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like this long, meandering line of chrysanthemums, and then come fall, it's like, boom, boom, boom.
Surprise.
Boom. Yep.
Burst
yep.
of color.
So much color. I mean, I really, actually.
And if you have a place where you can grow them, sweet peas are just an old fashioned flower that has the sweetest scent of any flower.
Yeah, there's
those in wintertime.
A fence that when we walk our dogs, we walk by this fence and it has sweet peas every year.
Does it really?
Yeah. And it's like she's been planting them forever. And it really is so nice because it's like, oh, you know me. I'm like give me 5 senses of gardening. I just love accessing the gardens in those
different
ways.
Can you really smell that fragrance that the sweet pea makes? Walking along the fence line, or do you have to get up close and personal to the
flower? I think you can smell. I mean, the fence is only, you know, a foot from the sidewalk. It's like kind of right up on it.
That's lovely.
Yeah, you're there.
You're
already the serpent.
I was in England at Wisley, one of the famous public gardens in England, and they were trialing the sweet peas.
Mm.
Wow. You know, they can grow those in the summertime.
No,
there.
Absolutely, yeah.
And these huge towers of – the flowers are bigger. They get bigger there than they can here.
Sure. So
they were amazing.
That's so cool. Well, 713-572-4610, covering some plants. And, you know, when it comes down to it, those plants would all be kind of phenomenal gifts, give somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, just getting a one of those, like, 3-gallon, fully bloomed out chrysanthemums, pretty cool gift, you know, flowers that won't die. So, but we're going to explore a few more gifts after the break here. 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with houseplants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You are really are a heel.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Joey from Enchanted Nursery and Landscapes. Don't forget all those special people who help you every day. Christmas is a time to show your appreciation to the people who make your life easier. Teachers, dog walkers, caregivers, stylists, housekeepers, babysitters, friends, neighbors, fishing and hunting buddies. You get what I mean. Stop on in and find just what you need with our grab-and-go gifts ready to help you with your Christmas list. Don't forget, all remaining Christmas decor is now 50% off. Our customers tell us every year how gorgeous our Christmas trees are, and we agree. Our trees are treated with TLC from the day they arrive. If you haven't picked out your tree yet, there's still plenty of time to come and find the perfect tree for your holidays. Come out and take a look. We've got a great selection of poinsettias to make your home festive for the holidays. These traditional holiday flowers are one of the most popular for the Christmas season, and we've got them available in red, white, pink, as well as novelty varieties. We'll be open normal business hours up until Christmas Eve. We'll be open until noon on Christmas Eve, and then we will reopen on January 2nd. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Great Woods, Sugar Land, and First Colony. Enchanted Gardens is located on FM 359, convenient to Fulshear, Cinco Ranch, and Richmond. Visit us on our website at myenchanted.com for more info and our future events. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Enchanted Gardens Richmond and Enchanted Forest Richmond. Now back to Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros is back.
Hi, everybody. Call us at 713-572-4610 on Sports Radio 610.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. Anita and I are just talking, kind of explored some really cool, I think really cool Christmas gifts, but some really, really cool flowering plants, good for your landscape. Anita mentioned during the break that giving the gift of compost was something that would be something worth considering. I mean, you mentioned the gift for the gardener that has everything.
Well, I know it sounds kind of funny, the gift of compost, but I personally would be thrilled to get compost for Christmas.
Yeah, especially like really good compost that
nature's way.
Making it maybe
leaf mold compost.
Yeah, can improve somebody's gardening game just by improving the soil they use.
Yep.
It really kind of is that simple for a lot of folks. You may know somebody that tries pretty hard. You may be somebody that has tried pretty hard in their time to do better, to grow better, garden better, and just to struggle and to do it. There's a really good chance that they're using a bagged material that is not quality enough.
And then John Ferguson has come out with that mineral pack.
Yeah, the remineralizer.
The remineralizer. So the property we live on is wooded. So I have remineralized one side of the wooded area not the other. So I'll be watching it this spring to see if there's a difference.
How interesting.
Yeah.
Look forward to seeing it. I went ahead and just remineralized my whole lawn.
Yes.
Because when it comes down to it, just like our bodies, you know, I mean, if somebody told you, hey, you only need 3 vitamins to survive, you'd be like,
yeah,
what? No, I know I need all of them. Plants are the same way.
Well, especially people living out in Katy, where we have our business, you're living on former pasture land and formerly rice farming.
Right.
So a lot of the nutrient value has been taken out of the soil.
Depleted, for sure.
And the remineralizer is a great idea to get everything back into balance again.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting thing to remember. And, I you know, it's a lot of people want to go the cheapest route they possibly can. And to me, that's probably like getting live animal waste. But that's already been a treatment that's been applied to your space. So those microbes, they're not the microbes in the soil. Those minerals are already in your soil in abundance. And you got to do something different. You have to get better microbes, which is what Nature's Way Resources has in it, and you have to get a complete pack of minerals.
Yeah.
And so it's just, you know, and we're not doing a Nature's Way Resources ad right now, but it's a really great material and a great product and would make a great Christmas gift.
A great gift for the gardener. You know, maybe you know somebody who is so hard to buy gifts for.
I also get very impressed when I get a heavy gift. You know, if I get a heavy or a big gift, I'm like, nice job, nice job. All right. So, you know, find yourself a nice big dog food box or something like that and chunk it in there. You know, don't take it out of the bag.
No, but put a giant bow on it.
Yeah, put a big bow on it. Well, that's awesome. Any other kind of just off the top of your head, awesome gardening gifts that would be good?
Well, I think a really cool gift for a gardener would be the short-handled shovels.
Okay,
everybody has the long-handled shovels, but
right.
You can go get the short-handled ones, and they're coming super handy for mixing soils. If you're on your knees in the garden and it's too heavy of a soil to dig with the trowel,
sure.
The short handle, you don't have to get back up.
Or if you if you feel like the trowel's not big enough for you.
Or the trowel's not big enough for you. Yeah, I think a short-handled shovel is a real handy tool.
That is so great. Yeah, we had some at Herman Park, mm-hmm. and floral shovels is what we called them.
Oh, okay.
But they were so nice because you could work a lot more effectively in between shrubs.
Yes.
You know, in between plants where the trowel or the soil knife, you like always had a hard time doing. It's more More work, more motion.
It's harder on your wrist, too, with the trowel.
Yeah.
The trowel's better for digging in a little bit softer soils. I've really strained my wrist on numerous occasions digging too hard with the trowel.
I'm a big garden knife, hori-hori person.
Yeah, I have a hori-hori knife.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's just, that's to me, a really cool
one. Tool.
And it looks cool.
And it does a lot of cool stuff. It doesn't just dig. It can cut. It has a serrated edge on it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, absolutely.
But, you know, another thing that's good for a gardener who has everything is another set of pruners.
Yeah, that's
great.
Because
you never can find the pruners when you want them.
And that's such a thing that, you know, just get the nicer ones.
Yes, you know? It makes a difference.
Stop
what's your favorite
getting these
pruner?
$12 pruners that are going to break the third time you use them.
Yeah, what's your favorite
pruner? Well, I like Okatsuna. It's a Japanese brand.
Oh,
it's
really?
Very sharp.
I've never heard of it. I use ARS.
Yeah, ARS is wonderful.
Because they have pink handles. So the guys won't touch my pruners.
Nice. That is a huge trick right there. Good work. Well, that's some great Christmas gifts. 713-572-4610. We'd love to hear from you. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Hard water makes life harder than it has to be. It leaves calcium buildup in your pipes, appliances, and skin. It leaves spots on dishes, showers, and fixtures. Instead, let Aquatex take the hard out with Kinetico water treatment systems. You'll save money on soaps, shampoos, and cleaning products, and your skin will feel silky smooth. Have Aquatex test your water and take the hard out, and the iron too. Your independent Kinetico dealer is AquatexWater.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Nature's Way Resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Home Show Garden Pros, Sports Radio 610. This is a Texan Saturday we're talking on. Got Anita Nelson here. Anita, what's the buzz? What's a happening at Nelson's?
Well,
Nelson's
first of all, we still have plenty of Christmas trees. They're the Fraser,
Fraser
nice. Fir.
That's
they've
what
been
I got.
In water since the minute they've come to our store. And they need a home. So they're 50% off.
Oh,
and if
nice.
You're the type of family which put your Christmas tree up on Christmas Eve, then you can still come get it and save some money at the same time.
Yeah, and the fresh-cut trees that stay on water are a lot less apt to be dangerous, cause a fire, turn
yes.
brown. They'll stay nice.
And we're going to be closed on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Okay.
And then open the next 3 days after that. If now that the holidays are behind you, you've baked all the cookies, you bought all the gifts, you wrapped all the presents, you're ready to get out in the garden, we'll be open for those 3 days. And you can get out there and get some major gardening done.
Well, that is awesome.
That's in good weather. Easy to work in weather.
Right, yeah. And you guys y'all got any new plants or stuff coming in?
Just those plants I was talking about, all those flowers.
And oh, things. Nice,
we
yes.
haven't started getting in the big shipments of plants just yet.
We, I recently
month or so, I guess.
Cleared out an area in my front landscaping. I say I did. My daughter did. Nice job, Rachel. But she did that, and I'm really kind of interested in getting some of the poppies in there because something showy that's going to be around for at least the rest of the cold season
yeah.
will make everybody happy yeah. on my street.
And so. Speaking of Christmas trees, I saw on Facebook somebody had put a live tree, set it all up, decorated Christmas ornaments. And the little girl came to her mommy and said, "Mommy, I'm really afraid of the ornaments. There's an ornament in the tree. It's really scary." Well, there was a live owl living in the Christmas tree.
Wow.
And they opened the doors and the windows. The owl wouldn't leave, so they had to call in the Department of Wildlife. But
that's so funny.
Can you imagine an owl that made it all the way to somebody's home and tolerated the lights, the ornaments, and everything?
Well, no wonder it stayed in the tree, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Well,
nature's funny.
Nature is funny. 713-572-4610. We'd love to hear from you. And we're going to answer Ralph's question. Ralph, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes. Yes, sir. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
To you as well, sir.
Merry Christmas, Ralph.
Yes. I had my pecan tree sprayed. And I got to say my old pecan tree. It's about 60 years old, though. But, it's I know they did all the tree spraying for the borers and everything and trimmed it all up, but they're going to come back and do another spraying for the other insects, whatever is up there. That's going to take care of it, I hope, right?
I would definitely follow that treatment up with some good kind of compost around the base of the tree. And as you probably know, pecans are big copper users, and so you need to get some fertilizer that's got some copper in it underneath. You know, put it down maybe the same time as you would put down that that compost, and that way you can kind of stir up the whole soil biologically. But that's what I would do. I would put down maybe a half inch of compost everywhere under the tree in response to kind of some of the damage that may be done to it as it recovers. It'll help it recover even better.
Okay, it looks like I'd need to get a whole load of compost rather than the sacks like I've been using.
Well, to do that, you probably would need 10 sacks or something like that. I mean, it goes. You're spreading it pretty wide, but yeah, if you wanted to get a yard or two, you could have other uses also.
Yes, okay. Yeah, and we need all the help I can get on that compost, I tell you. It needs to be done, I know.
Yeah, for sure. And Ralph, man, pecans are just tough. They're tough trees to have in a neighborhood.
Yeah, well, my old pecan tree has been good to me. That's Stuart pecan, yeah. All right, y'all have a good one.
You too. Thanks, Ralph. Nice to hear from Ralph. Haven't heard from him in a couple weeks, so.
Really?
Glad he's still kicking.
So, we love Ralph.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Anita, great job. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun today.
Good work as always. And This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
713-572-4610, Home Show Garden Pros. And we are answering your gardening question. And now is the time for Ask the Yard Geek with Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer. So Ron in Sharpstown asks this question. My yard looks terrible with thick pockets of clover. Should I pull them out? What can I do now to have a better spring?
Boy, that's our problem, Ron, with wintertime here in Houston. I mean, we have these cold nights and a week of cold weather, and then we warm back up into the 70s, and these little pockets of these cool season broadleaf weeds that come and grow in pockets, like you're saying, like this clover. Organically, it's tough to control. Now, there is a product made by Fertilome called Weed Free Zone. Great product that has carfentrin zone in it. It's the active ingredient. It can be used in temperatures as low as 40 degrees and used it up to 80 degrees. So there's a big window to use that. That works well, and that is a selective herbicide that will concentrate on the weeds and not hurt your grass. Unfortunately, with organics, most of the organic herbicides are pretty much kill. I mean, it's a weed and grass killer. So if you spray that onto your clover, you're probably going to get your grass too. So it's probably not a great idea. So going back to your original suggestion is, yeah, the best organic method is to bend over and pull the weeds out, and that's a lot of work. But that might be what you consider for this stuff. As Danny preaches all the time, good organic practices are the best. If you stick to an organic schedule, we will build up that soil. It will build up the root system of your grass, and you will have less problems with weeds in the future. So keep that in mind. It's a long-term goal, but continue to put those organics out there, and we will build up that lawn and have a less weedier yard next year, I hope. Hope that helps you a little bit, Ron. Folks, if you have any kind of yard problem and you're looking for solutions, grab a picture or a sample and stop by Southwest Fertilizer. We have organic and synthetic solutions for almost every lawn and garden problem. We're easy to find, 5828 Bissonette at Renwick, or email me at yardgeek@homeshowgardenpros.com.
Getting the yard and garden you really want is easy with help from the Home Show Garden Pros. Houston's most trusted nurseries come together with Danny Milligan. Saturday, 7 till 9. Taking your calls, answering questions, or anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Videos, advice, tips, and the Garden Pros Podcast. Always on, always free. Helping you be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros. Saturday, 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 610. And online anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.